The United States and Britain have rejected UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's allegations that they are partly to blame for the Iraq oil for food scandal. Mr. Annan made the comments in what he thought was an off-the-record meeting. The Secretary General's remarks came Thursday at a reunion seminar of current and past UN spokesmen. Answering a question from a former UN Undersecretary General, Mr. Annan defended the world body's role in the scandal-plagued Iraq Oil for Food program. He said the United States and Britain, as members of the Security Council committee that authorized and oversaw the program, had turned a blind eye to oil smuggling by Saddam Hussein's government.
The bulk of the money Saddam made came out of smuggling outside the oil for food, and it was on the American and British watch. They were the ones who had the interdiction. Possibly they were also the ones in the air, knew exactly what was going on, and that the countries themselves decided to close their eyes to smuggling to Turkey and Jordan because they were allies.
The comments drew an immediate reaction in both London and Washington. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw called the charges inaccurate. A State Department official noted that what Mr. Annan was referring to were exemptions for Turkey and Jordan that had been highly publicized and made with the full knowledge and understanding of the United Nations. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said anyone who was not aware of the exemptions had not been paying attention. He said it was a red herring to try now and claim that this was some shocking new revelation. The U.S. mission to the United Nations Friday sent U.N. correspondents a transcript of a congressional hearing earlier this week, at which the Turkish and Jordanian exemptions were explained in detail. Spokesman Richard Grinnell said the mission's reaction was the same as it had been for some time.
There's a fundamental difference between oil smuggling, illegal oil smuggling, which was done under the table and behind closed doors, and the very public process that the American government went through to exempt certain countries. Now, don't forget that this exemption came before the Oil for Food program was even established.
Asked to explain Mr. Annan's comments, UN spokesman Fred Eckhart said the Secretary General had thought he was speaking off the record.
It was my fault. I didn't tell him that the UN TV camera was on and everyone in the building was listening to his remarks. So he thought he was talking to a private seminar.
The Oil for Food program ran from 1996 to 2003. It allowed Saddam Hussein's government to sell oil to buy critical supplies for Iraqi civilians at a time when the country was under a UN economic embargo. Investigators say, however, that Saddam's regime made billions of dollars in illegal profits, both by corrupting the humanitarian program and through illegal oil sales totaling as much as $20 billion. Mr. Annan has been harshly criticized for UN mismanagement of the program and for his son's involvement with a key Oil for Food program contractor. One U.S. senator has repeatedly called on the Secretary General to step down. But in what he thought were off-the-record comments Thursday, Mr. Annan bristled at the criticisms, which he called politically biased and ideologically inspired. He told the media seminar he sees the oil for food scandal as largely an American story. He said, in the rest of the world, there's still a lot of respect and enthusiasm for the world body and what it does.